Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daily lover. Excited to be here this morning, knowing that God is all there is. Let's listen to earth, wind, and fire. You can't have love.
Oh,
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram, your daily lover. And I'm excited. God is good. All right, let's get started by turning within and recognizing that there is only one power and one presence in this whole universe. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit known by many, 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 many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So in this right now moment, I want you to get very intentional. And I want you to take in a deep breath, reminding you that there is power in the breath. Sometimes we forget to breathe, the family. Let's breathe. I want you to take in that deep breath by breathing in through the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the point, the count of eight. And then release the breath. I want you to breathe deep into the diaphragm. Remember to breathe into the heart, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. There is power in the breath. Right now, family, I want you to breathe. Feel and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Time, I want you to breathe again. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time. Family, sometimes we forget to breathe. Let's breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. All right, family, we're just going to move right into our Reverend as we bring in the divine presence, knowing that God is all there is.
Let's get rid of all the money hang-ups. I tell you how I want you to do this. I want you to get relaxed. Take about three good long breaths and stretch your feet out if you can. Now, I want you to place your hands in an upward position on your lap. Just let them rest in an upward position. Somewhat slightly cupped. You see, like my cup runneth over. And just repeat this with me. Right here and right now.
Right here, right now.
I open my mind to all of the goodness of life.
I deserve it all.
God wants me to have all of the goodness of life. It is God's pleasure to give me all of the goodness of life.
All of the riches of life.
Health, happiness, love.
Success, prosperity, and money.
I totally open my mind to the flow.
With no reservations.
I opened my mind to money.
The being, doing, having power of the mind. The being, doing, having power of God in me.
This is real money.
This is the money that becomes every form of money
that I need and want.
And now we're going to go into a visualization for a moment, so I just want you to close your two outer eyes. Tilt your chin slightly upward and look through the third eye, the eye of God in you. And repeat this visualization prayer treatment with me. I now enter into the theater of my mind. And I see myself. I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as a healthy person.
I see myself as a happy person.
I see myself as a loving person.
I see myself as a beloved person.
I see myself as a successful, prosperous person.
I see and feel myself as a person who has a lot of money.
I see that I have all of the money that I need for every good cause.
I see myself with stocks and bonds,
certificates of deposit,
a big investment portfolio.
I see myself having money making money.
Money making money.
Money making money.
It feels wonderful.
It feels good.
I see and feel myself enjoying the goodness of money.
Thank you, God in me,
for money and all of the goodness of life.
Now open your eyes slowly. Come back.
And in closing, I say health, happiness, love, success, and prosperity, and a whole lot of money go with you. Amen.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on. Now I'll go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
From my heart.
Give me your holy word. If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
I'm
never know alone, Jesus.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And I am your daily lover. Oh, man, that was Donnie McClurkin. Speak to my heart, Lord. Speak to my heart. Do you ever wake up sometime and just say, God, speak to my heart? Do you ever wonder, God, where are you? Sometimes somebody will come in our life and be that point of light to remind us that God is all there is. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, the light. I'm going to let you listen to an 8-minute conversation with Tyler Perry about points of light. Then we're going to talk about that. Welcome to the Love Journey this morning.
Everybody, sit down. I only have 8 minutes. To Neil Bush and Tracy Hoover, I just want to say thank you for all the points of light. I'm honored to be here, and thank you so much. You know, as I started thinking about points of light and what this event represents, I started thinking about all of the people in my life who were just that. People who let their light so shine before me in some of my darkest times. I grew up in New Orleans. My mother worked as a daycare assistant at the Jewish Community Center. The man that I was told was my father was a carpenter and a functional alcoholic. He was abusive to my mother and I. So needless to say, for most of my younger years, I was angry. And by the time I entered into adolescence, I was furious. God knew I needed points of light. So he gave me a praying mother. Not more than a baby herself, when she married this man, she tried her best to protect me from him. But with no life skills of her own, she did what she knew how to do. But oh, how she loved me. Friday was payday for him, so he would come home happy. But that was short-lived. He would go out and return a few hours later drunk and angry, yelling and fighting her. And as I watched in horror, God knew that this little boy needed points of light. This happened every Friday and every Saturday night, but come Sunday morning, my mother would come in the room and wake me up, shake me in my chest and say, come on, baby, let's go to church. When we get there, I would see my mother up in the choir singing, happy, rocking, talking about, thank you, Jesus. I remember being a little boy wanting to know this God, this Jesus that made my mother so happy. She said, baby, I'm going to teach you how to be a Christian, the real one. You know, the ones with flaws that make mistakes, the ones that God himself used in the Bible, that kind, not these perfect pretending holy rollers, she called them, you know. She taught me that God loved me, and oh, what a point of light he has been for me. Now, I'm sorry, I know it's not politically correct to talk about God and faith these days, but oh well, they gave me a microphone. Thank you for allowing me to be myself. It was my mother teaching me about God and faith that allowed me to forgive my father and also to be able to understand them both. Now that I'm older, I realize that my parents had no examples. They were two wounded children trying to raise a wounded child. Years later, I would enter into show business not knowing that I was carrying a desire to share what I had learned and witnessed growing up. Not knowing that the very people that had made me laugh and made me cry and made me happy, made me sad, and literally had made me were showing up in my work, their lives, their stories, their hopes, their dreams, their despair, were all on display in my films and my storytelling. I only wanted to bring laughter and light now because I had seen so much darkness growing up. I was writing about things that were raw and guttural, my own experiences, so much so that it made the critics uncomfortable. It was crass and abrasive to the trained eye. Offensive, they called it. But while they were writing their reviews, I was receiving emails and likes on Facebook by the millions from people all around the world who got it. Like the letter I got from a woman who said, my sister saw Diary of a Mad Black Woman and you did in 2 hours what my family has been trying to do for 12 years. She's leaving an abusive relationship. Yeah. It was a point of light. Or the letter that I got from a mother of a little boy in Houston who has autism, and she was telling me that it's my shows that keep him calm enough to go to sleep in the evening. A point of light. Or the single mother who sent me an email saying that she had had it and she was going to commit suicide. She rented a hotel room and she wanted to spend the last day with her kids. So she brought them to this hotel and she said, anything you guys want to do, you let me know. One of them said, I want to watch one of Tyler Perry's plays. So they watched the show. And after they watched it, she was no longer depressed. She found herself laughing and happy and joyous. And she no longer wanted to commit suicide. That's a point of light. It feels great to be able to lift people on this level, but you also have the power to lift people even if you don't have this platform. As I look back over my life, there were many people that had a hand in shining light into my darkness when I was growing up. Like Mr. Johnson, who lived next door to me. He told me that I was special. He bought me my first pair of nice dress shoes. They were wing-tipped leather, hand-stitched, and I hated those jokers. I wanted some Chuck Taylor All-Stars, but he was a point of light. And then there was my Aunt Jerry, who was the polar opposite of my mother when it came to men. This woman would shoot first and ask questions never. She taught me how to stand up for myself. She was a point of light with a good aim. And then there was Mr. Butler. Let me tell you how I met Mr. Butler. I had just started junior high school, and in order for me to get to high school, I had to walk through the drug dealers, literally step over the whores and the drug addicts, walk through a graveyard, then in the next block past gang members, and then go through the projects, and then come to a six-lane intersection, and it was always busy, but just beyond that was the school. Well, one day as I'm approaching this intersection, I hear this voice saying, will someone help me cross? He was in a suit. He had a cooler in a hand and a folded lawn chair in one hand and his cane in the other. Will someone help me cross, he said. People kept ignoring him, walking past him with their busy lives. We were poor, but we were busy. I don't know why poor people are so busy. I said, I'll help you in my 13-year-old changing voice. He said, well, thank you, son. May I have your shoulder? I wish I had time to talk about giving your shoulder to somebody. I said, yes, sir. He said, don't trick me now. I said, no, sir, I won't. We crossed the street. I asked him where he was going. He told me that he was going to my school to sell praline candy to the kids. So I helped him to the school, and he said thank you, and he told me that God would bless me for my kindness. He and I became friends. We took that walk every day. I came out of school one afternoon, and there he was sitting outside in that lawn chair selling praline candies, 25 cents. And I saw one of the kids try to buy candy, right? And they gave Mr. Butler a dollar, and they told him it was a $5 bill. I stepped in, and I said, Mr. Butler, this is a scam. Needless to say, I had a lot of enemies at that school. But it didn't matter. I was glad to do it. You see, Mr. Butler was one of the first men in my life to see me. And what made it all the more special is that he was blind. He was a point of light. One morning I was late meeting him, and as I walked up to the intersection, I could see Mr. Butler standing there, not saying a word. So I tipped up behind him, and I said, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to wait to see what happens. He said, I know you're there, son. I said, yes, sir, I am. I said, I didn't hear you saying, will someone help me cross? He said, no, I was listening for you. I said, you were? He said, yes. Sometimes in life, son, when you pray and you've said all you can say, all you have to do is stand and wait and listen. What a point of light he was. There are many people in this world that are wanting, waiting, saying, asking, begging, hoping. Will someone help me cross? We all have the power to be a point of light. Thank you. God bless you. Appreciate it so much.
You tuned into the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. That was Tyler Perry. And we all have the power to be that point of light. I don't know, I heard that this weekend and it touched my soul. We all have the power to be that point of light. And then I read this article. Sometimes you find the light by going through the darkness. He said there comes a time in everyone's life when the pain they are feeling becomes so intense that they have two choices. One, let the pain win, or decide to change and rise above the pain. You see, this could be a physical pain, a mental pain, a spiritual pain, an emotional pain. We all have a rock bottom moment. And if you're like me, you've had multiple rock bottom moments in your life. I know I have. And every time I think of it, those times, I always think about this song my mom used to play when I was young. It was by Lattimore. And he used to say he didn't want to go down to the church and get down on his knees and cry, "Lord, have mercy on your child. Lord, have mercy." I mean, misery. And sometimes when I think about being in pain, I don't know why that song comes to my mind. But I can relate to going down and getting down on your knees and being in that kind of pain. He said, I seemed to be the guy in my earlier years that would hit rock bottom and then throw away the shovel and ask for a powerful drill because I knew it had to get worse. It was so strange. It was like there was a part of me that knew that in order for me to find myself, in order for me to be happy, in order for me to find my purpose, I had to hit a deep and dark rock bottom. It wasn't a conscious desire. It was just way down there. And I brought myself to my knees a couple of times. See, the first time was with drugs and alcohol. The second time was in a toxic business relationship. You see, hitting rock bottom with drugs and alcohol is never a fun thing. You know the saying, first it's fun, then it's fun with problems, and then it's just problems. I don't know if it's been fun with problems to me. I don't know about that one, but that's what he said. Well, that is what it's like. I have such an intense personality that when I do something, I do it big. I treat everything with the same intensity, whether it was those old bad habits or a blog. When I decided to do a blog, I thought to myself, I'm going to go all in on this and see where it goes, and let's get gnarly about it. Unfortunately, that part of my personality also almost killed me in my early 20s. I considered it an act of grace that I'm still alive. You see, the second time I was brought to my knees was in a toxic business relationship. I gave away all my power in that relationship and ended up resenting my partner for a long time. It was about 5 years of the gnarliest learning I've ever been through. It left me emotionally, spiritually, and financially drained. My head was spinning. I had no idea how something that started with the greatest of intentions could have decayed to such a low place. I was left high and dry. And it didn't make any sense to me. But the pain of that relationship, once healed and understood through the eyes of love and compassion, led me to find my own creative voice. You see, the daily blog existed before and while I was in this toxic partnership. But it wasn't until after that partnership fell apart that the blog became what it became. And it took everything for me to put in the time and sacrifice to make my blog what it is today. 2 years of massive uncertainty, couch surfing, not knowing where next week's meal will come from, having no idea, just floating around and letting the universe catch me. But in each instance, I had outsourced my power. The addiction was a replacement for me trying to find the love of the universe. The toxic business partnership was a creative cover-up where I gave someone all the creative control and totally denied my own. It's funny how we go looking for all the right things in all the wrong places. What we are searching for is within us and all around us. You see, we are not seeking to get something from someone else, really. We are seeking the feeling place of the presence of love in our lives. And that starts to come in when we start to love ourselves enough to take action. That shows us that we love ourselves. And many times we must go through the darkness so that we can find the light within. And when we are distracted by all this external light in the world, it's easy not to be able to see our own light. Let me say that again. When we are distracted by all the external lights in the world, it's easy not to be able to see our own light. But when we are in our darkest of places, that is the moment when we are forced by a spiritual evolution to shine or to die. You see, we come to the darkness, not for the punishment, not because we are sinners, or not because we are bad people. We come to the darkness so that we have no choice but to come to light. That's what spiritual growth is all about. Our goal is not to try to prevent the moment, but to become strong enough to live and eventually thrive through it and know we have the tools. Sacred scriptures, an alkaline lifestyle therapy, 12-step life coaching, seminars, and different blogs. You don't have to go through the darkness unaided. It is you who must face your own innermost fears all by yourself. But if you want your version of your Yoda or the Oracle, it's out there to be found, because there is hope, there is help. And if you look for it, there's a community of people who understand what you're going through and even how to help you. So I'm going to leave you today with one of my favorite quotes from the sage mystic Joseph Campbell. Perhaps the quote says it better in a shorter way than I could have ever do. You see, I was born with a verbose streak in me, so I'll give it away to Joe to break it down in only the way that he can. And this is his quote. He said, We have not even to risk the adventure alone, for the heroes of all time have gone before. The labyrinth is thoroughly known. We have only to follow the thread of the hero path, and what we had thought to find in an abomination, we shall find a goal. We shall find the God that is in us. Where we have thought to slay another, we shall slay ourselves. Where we had thought to travel outward, we shall come to the center of our own existence. And where we had thought to be alone, you shall be with all the world. In essence, everything you ever need in your darkness is right there within you. And you know, the interesting thing about this, listening and reading these two points of light, it's funny how God loves us. The universe loves us. Life loves us. Because just when you find yourself at the point where you think you can't go, something or someone point a light to remind you that you are all that God is. Someone will be that wind beneath your wings to remind you, keep going. You're going in the right direction. It ain't over yet. Something that will remind you that you are here for a purpose. And you're here to shine your light so bright the world is waiting on your greatness. Somebody is praying on your greatness right now. Somebody is praying for you to show up in their lives right now. Somebody is waiting on you. Somebody. And so as we move through our purpose to realize that we got to remove what the fear that keeps us from being that light, and sometimes we only find our true self is, guess what? It's by going through it. And the best thing we can do with ourselves is to be patient with ourselves, to send peace, love, and light and love around ourselves. And yeah, sometimes we fear. We find ourselves fearing. Sometimes we even fear our greatness. Sometimes we even fear success. What kind of fear has been stopping you up until now? What is our next action step to conquer our fear? How will taking the courageous step move us forward into a life and create a positive ripple effect? Our stories about new decisions and directions we're taking inspires us and others. Let's get unstuck and start thriving, because our narrative is so important. The good news is that we can certainly conquer the fear. But let me tell you this. The bad news is fear is never going to go away. And in fact, recognizing that fear is never going away helps us to conquer it. There's this idea in the spiritual community that fear is this dark force that we must avoid, like Darth Vader or Voldemort. But the truth is, if you look at the way our brains are wired in the limbic system, fear is an automatic nervous system response to uncertainty. And the strange dichotomy and joke is, the divine joke is that to live your purpose is to step out and to be big and to grow and to expand and to grow beyond what you currently are, as far as circumstance requires, that on a daily basis that we must look our fears in the eye. So the way in which we must conquer our fear is to stop expecting ourselves to not be afraid. Stop expecting ourselves not to be afraid. Yes, we're going to fear some things. And that's the reality. I can tell you that before I step on stage, before I write a book, before I try, before I do anything that brings me closer to my purpose, sometimes I do. I feel that fear. So the way we must learn to conquer fear is to refrain the fear and recognize that there's actually a couple of types of fear. The first type is fear, survival fear. Survival fear looks like I'm walking down an alleyway and there's a person with a weapon. And survival fear is necessary to run. Or if you're in the military in a combat zone, it's necessary to be afraid to stay alive. So there are moments where our survival is on the line that keeps us alive. The problem in our brain is binary. And it cannot tell the difference between a survival fear and what we call irrational fear. Irrational fear is when I live my purpose, then I die. Or if I speak up and become my authentic self, no one would approve of me. Or if I decide to finally release this weight, no one would love me because I show up as my true self. Or whatever that irrational fear is. And what I spend most of my time doing is helping people distinguish between survival fear, and which is necessary, and irrational fear, which is just the brain doing what the brain does, which is trying to keep us alive. Why? Because the brain is a limbic system. It's challenged by your spiritual growth. Because it's scary to grow spiritually. It's scary to grow emotionally. It's scary to grow, period. When you have new spiritual insight, when you have new spiritual awareness, all of a sudden there's this new stuff you got to do. Maybe you got to break up with someone and leave. Maybe you got to disagree with someone. Maybe you got to have a hard conversation with somebody. Or maybe you have to redefine your own power within your family of origin. Or maybe it's time to step out into your purpose or your business. Or maybe it's time to finally stop saying you big bone and realize that you got to stop binging on Netflix and eating pizza all night. But whatever it is, you can certainly live your purpose. And you can certainly grow into what you're meant to become. But you got to look at the difference between a survival fear and an irrational fear. Now, here's a tip for today. A coaching tip. Make a list of all the things you're afraid of. Make a whole list. It could be, I'm scared of spiders. I'm scared that if I start my blog, no one will open my mail. I'm scared if I write my book, someone will be upset. I'm scared if I write my book, someone will know the truth about me. I'm afraid that if I tell my truth, people will look at me differently. or whatever the fear is. It doesn't matter. Make an entire list and ask yourself, is this an irrational fear or is this a survival fear? So if you're afraid that you're not going to make your rent every month, well, that's a necessary fear because we obviously have to make our rent every single month. And before you can live an abundant life on your own business, you got to figure out how to make money doing that. So, of course, there might be a job you keep until you start to live your own business. But make a list and start to understand, is this irrational fear? Is this a survival fear? And here's what I want you to do. If it's survival fear, understood. No worries. All good. Make sure to really address those so that you can stay alive. And then on your irrational fear side, I want you to go straight into them. Call it what it is. BS. That's what I want you to do. Sorry for the language, but call it BS on your fear and go straight into them because the truth is not everyone. Now, I want you to hear this, family. Not everyone is going to approve of you and not everyone is going to be happy by your individuation. Not everyone is going to celebrate your new spiritual awareness and do not let that stop you. It is an irrational fear. If you knew who walked beside you at all the times, if you knew how supported you were spiritually, if you knew that there was a divine presence, a divine creator urging you to live your purpose, urging you outside of your irrational fear, you would never question yourself again. But my friend, my love journey family, the journey is about knowing that for yourself. It's easy for me to tell you just how wonderful, amazing, and how blessed you are. It's easy for me to tell you that God is never going to leave nor forsake you. And you can't lose with the stuff you use when you use your spiritual tools. But it's something you got to find for yourself. The other thing is you might be thinking, it's easy for you, Janine. You got this and you wrote a book and you've been doing this. But the thing is the way in which those things happen is by following the advice I'm giving you right now. You see, the master, someone who's further ahead of you who has faced those fears, has gone through it. And it was just as difficult for me as when I was there where you are. It was just as difficult for me when I was in corporate America and wanted to switch as it's for you to believe before you switch. And so I'm here to be a beacon of light this morning. Saying, come on, let's do it. It's okay. Let's lean in our faith. Let's lean in on our creator. Let's lean in on the divine presence because there is a way for us. There is a way that we can conquer our fear. And it's to anticipate it and then to tell the difference between survival and irrational. And here's what I find. 99% of what we're afraid of is irrational. So what's our plan of action? What's our plan of action to eradicate our irrational fears? And to anticipate that every time we grow, there are going to be more irrational fears. The quality of our success, the quality of our ability to live our purpose is directly related to our ability to conquer and understand our irrational fears because most of our fears are irrational. Family, are we ready to take that leap, that jump? Are we reframing the story that we've been telling ourselves? Let's do it, family. Let's invite Khadija Ali in to tell us today how to release and shift and change our money story with day 15, I think. I'm excited. Good morning, Khadija.
Good morning, Lady Love. Happy Monday, family. Happy Monday. Hey, hey, hey. Today is day 16. But as always, you are on point. It's all good. It's all good because, yay, our Money Love Challenge is to create four money mantra. So we're going to take this is what I suggest to everyone, to take those stories that you're telling yourself about money and turn that frown upside down. So take those things that you tell yourself about whatever the story is around money. Take those phrases and turn them into money mantras that are the opposite of whatever's going on or whatever you perceive to be going on. So if your mantra is, I always fall short of money, flip that and say that money constantly flows to me continuously and effortlessly. So that's an example. So family, let's do that today. Let's create four money mantras. And please, let's share on Facebook, on the Facebook page, or on your page, and then tag me and Janine so that we can share and see what you're up to, and we'll share what we're up to. Share on the Love Journey Facebook fan page, and also share or tag on your personal page. Tag us so that we can see. And then also, day 15 was create your money playlist. So I hope you created your money playlist. But today we're going to do our mantras. And with that, I'm complete. Day 16 Money Love Challenge. Thank you so much, Lady Love.
Yay! All right. Our Money Love Challenge. Yes, 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 yes. I love it, love it, love it. I love affirmations, mantras. I love it, love it, love it. So I'm super excited about creating my money love mantra. Money, money, money. Yes. All right. I'm just going to see. Please, like she said, please share your money mantra on the Love Journey page today. Share with us. Y'all have to call each one and say, can you put your money mantra on there today? Can you put your money mantra on there today? Can you put your money affirmation on there today? I might have to call everybody and ask them, share a money mantra. A money mantra on the Love Journey. Yes, yes, yes. Wow. What is your money love mantra? Today is day 16, and I don't know why I'm always a day behind, but all right. It's getting closer to the end, family. 21 days. Well, really. And then we get the weekends to kind of marinate over it. Wow. Stories that we tell ourselves. Stories that we live. Money mantras. Whew. All right, family. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey, your love experience this morning. What will be your love affirmation, money love affirmation? Money is coming to me because I can feel it. I just want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. And I want to remind you to choose love. Love is a choice, and I want to remind you to dream your God-sized dreams. Yes, not just dream them, but live them. This is the brand new heavies. Never give up, family. All right, family. Love you. Have a great, wonderful, amazing, love-filled, joy-filled day, and I see you in the morning. Right here on the Love Journey. You've been tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with me. And I am your daily lover. Never give up, family. Never give up.